Today, November 18th, is the feast day of the dedication of the churches of Saints Peter and Paul in Rome. This feast day has been celebrated in Rome since the 11th century, but later extended to the universal church because of the importance of these two great saints, Peter and Paul, the princes of the apostles, the two most important of the apostles. We look today for a moment at the history of these two magnificent churches, St. Peter's, called the Vatican, and St. Paul's just outside the city walls. We know that the original Basilica of St. Peter was built in the year 350, and it was begun by Constantine and completed by his sons. And Constantine had chosen a particular place in the city of Rome, and he built it over a pagan cemetery, which was also a place where Christians had also been buried. We know from an ancient historian named Eusebius, who wrote around the year 200, that it was a fact that the relics of St. Peter were buried at that spot on Vatican Hill. And he also writes that the relics of St. Paul were buried out along the Ostian Way. And so St. Peter's Basilica, the original one and the current one, is built over the burial place of our first Pope, St. Peter. The Holy Father, Pope Pius XII, in the year 1940, began to have excavations underneath the Basilica of St. Peter's, just to see if they could confirm this scientifically. So from the years 1940 to 1949, the scientists and others were digging underneath the Basilica of St. Peter's, and they found about 30 feet below the current altar the actual tomb of St. Peter. They could tell that by the graffiti that was written there at the time, dating back to the 2nd and 3rd century. So it has been confirmed that the actual bones of St. Peter are underneath the basilica. Most of the relics of St. Peter are right there under the main altar. Some of the relics were eventually taken to the Church of St. John Lateran. For example, the head of St. Peter is at the Church of St. John Lateran. So it is amazing to think when the Holy Father says Mass at this magnificent church, St. Peter's in Rome, that 30 feet below him are the bones of the first pope. 265 popes before, St. Peter, the first pope, is buried at that spot. And then just for a moment, let's look at the Basilica of St. Paul's. St. Paul's outside the wall was begun about the year 390. That was the original basilica, the original church built on that spot. And it was then expanded by three of the Christian emperors. They constructed a huge basilica on that site, again, over the bones of St. Paul. And actually, it's a place where St. Paul was martyred and beheaded, right near that spot. The current basilica was built and reconstructed in 1854 due to the fire of 1823. And again, when you go there today, you can see this magnificent church built in honor of St. Paul. And since the 8th century, the Benedictine monks have been in charge of that particular basilica. Pope Leo the Great wrote, if you read the Office of Readings today in the Liturgy of the Hours, he says in reference to Peter and Paul, "As to their merits and virtues, with no words can describe, we should not think any difference or distinction between these two great saints. Their vocation was the same. Their labors were similar. Theirs was a common death. Peter crucified upside down, Paul killed by the sword. In all the labors of the present life, we shall always be helped by the prayers of these two great saints, Peter and Paul. Just as we are humbled by our own sins, so we shall be raised up by the merits of these two great apostles." He says that they planted the church and watered it with their own blood. And so we pray today, Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.